It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 744.
What's happening, guys?
Tommy
What's going on? Happy Fat Fridays, everybody.
What have you got?
Absolutely nothing. I only remember it was Fat Fridays because me mum texted me this morning and said, happy Fat Friday.
Oh, really?
So producer Jojo is reminding us that it's Fat Friday, but we don't have anything. We're going to eat something after the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a part of the show. It was a nice reminder. And Sev's looked over at me just before and was whispering because he didn't want to bring it up. Fat Fridays. That's what he was whispering.
It was actually Georgie boy.
George. Yeah. Oh, really? And so I think this is a good, we're back in the studio. Next week we can blow out real hard because we got Fat Friday. Mm. Oh, no. And then the next one's Friday Night Drinks. And so, yeah.
I hadn't forgotten about it.
So what have you done?
Well, I didn't do anything because I said to Brie, I was like, oh, it's Fat Fridays today.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you going to still do something? And so
did Brie by any chance happen to see the throwbacks you were doing last night? Is that why she was sort of throwing some negative shade? Because I've got something to fucking bring up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not
this
fucking
is good. Oh, this is good.
You're doing throwbacks from 2018. Not on.
Not okay.
Not on.
What's a throwback? What do you count
there
as a throwback?
There's a couple of young guys that have not realised the commitment they've made, uh-huh. And 2 years later, they look like pieces of shit. That's you and I, Josh.
Yeah, you look horrendous.
We look.
I mean, I only posted the photo of me at SiriusXM because I had a neckline.
I know. Who said that your body's not your resume and you followed up with, but it's your show reel?
Yeah, definitely.
That's we need to do something about this because I feel like it's been some hard
times. About my neckline?
No. Mate, I'm implicated in this shit sloppy rig. Uh-huh. My wife.
We're implicated on my sloppy rig? Or
no. No, yes. Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
And you're,
I think everyone's
you to
implicated.
Me.
Yeah.
You to me. Amy was videoing me on the couch with Bodie the other night. Bodie loves watching Georgie Boy's Hump Day replays. And Bodie lost it when he realised that there was multiple Georges in the one scene. He's like, there's two Georges.
It's too much.
And then I was like, yeah, there's another one coming. Wait. He's like, three Georges. He lost it. And you just see this video where Amy's like got it, you know, sort of bird's eye view looking down on Bodie and I. And it gets to a point where the camera sort of leans in and it sort of gets a bit closer, tighter, and then pulls back out and my stomach is removed from the shot. Like she leaned in and pulled my jumper down over my gut and leaned back out. At that point, I know what she's saying.
Don't you think we used to be able to talk about diets more? This is a new thing, not being able to, like when I was a kid,
yeah,
that's all we spoke about. Ruru in Discord, she keeps bringing up the diet. I'm like, fuck, she's doing it in food chat. This is going to go down very poorly. And but no one's blown up yet.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a healthy lifestyle change.
No, I do agree. I think there is some kind of, you know, pact in the future. I don't know. I don't make too many commitments yet because I want to still blow out this weekend. Mm-hmm. we need to do some health kick that will involve all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm good with a challenge.
Yeah.
I can get ripped in 8 weeks.
Yeah,
I need some incentive. It's like, I don't think I'm competitive, but I think I can. I did the, who was it? It's not a personality test. It's a, like the four pillars. It's four pillars test. You and Gretchen Rubin.
Oh, yeah.
And it is, there's four things. So there's the upholder, mm-hmm. the obliger, the rebel, the questioner. And you just do a quick, I reckon I get you guys to do it today.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those, so upholder meets outer expectations, meets inner expectations. Obliger meets outer expectations, resists inner expectations. Rebel resists outer expectations, resists inner expectations, looks like Josh Jansen. No, questioner resists outer expectations, meets inner expectations. Which one resonated with you?
Well, you can be a slashy.
Yeah, so it's four circles that kind of overlap. So you can sort of, but when I did the questioning, it was like some of them were real hard no's, or it was like in a situation, if there was something that you knew wasn't right, would you do it, mm-hmm. or would you do what the person wanted you to do? And it could be like a hard line
for me. It's a huge amount of pushback. Like this is anyone that expects anything from me that they don't deserve.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Like I'm one to push back to the point where people around me will say, oh, just do that thing.
Yeah.
I know that the person has been a little bit obnoxious.
So some of the questions I was like, I knew your answer because it was like, if someone asked you to do this thing, would you do it or would you say no? Like, and it was clear, but it is a good one. So I think I'm the upholder, which after my answers it gave me, I am the upholder, says, which I think in relation to what we're talking about, if we are all to have a pact and there's a promise made about some kind of commitment to fitness or commitment to our showreel, our bodies, which in turn, like, I think
we're on the TV, you know,
we're TV hosts.
Yeah.
We're not. I was actually laughing about that. And
well, that's a ticker thing, right? They're talking about like, I think streaming is cooler than TV, but for whatever reason, they've got, it's just like, welcome to the TV, like, ticker TV, welcome to
Like, Ryan John.
It's more exciting being streaming.
I know. Ryan John has TV host on his Instagram bio.
Aaron, they installed internet and they said, just installed our first tower. It's like, come on, guys. It's just internet. I love what you're doing, but stop trying to be, telly's going, right? In trouble.
There's something to this. We were talking about yesterday is like when you realize, when you're on a path somewhere and you have your blinkers on, everyone around you should be seeming like they're doing the wrong thing because you're so convinced about the thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you think that's beneficial to your mission? Or
yeah, if you don't look around, you can't look around too much.
Yeah, okay. So, you don't want to be thinking you're doing the right thing but looking around constantly.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like we did a whiteboard set. One of the good things about being back at the office is a good whiteboard session.
Yeah. Is that the first good thing that we've heard?
Yeah. Definitely, there's a lot of negativity or negative things. Yeah. But no, I like whiteboards. Okay. Sev's got around the whiteboard. What do you think of the whiteboard sesh?
Yeah, no, great session. Like the board's dirty as though. Like we've got the shittest whiteboard
cleaner
eraser.
Yeah, you
call it. It's so bad.
Well, you know the problem is I was going to say use one of the Dettol wipes, but I think if you start using
the code. Yeah,
you can't start once you commit to that. It's a $6 clean every day.
Well, that's how I feel about moisturizer. If you start using moisturizer, your skin's just going to expect it all the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
No,
so don't moisturize.
Yeah.
No, that's what my rationale was as well.
Yeah. Just rationale, funnily, a skincare.
Is it
really?
Rationale.
And so what was the whiteboard session? Because Georgie Boy and I were off on a mission, which we'll inform you about quite soon. Need to run it past you. What were you guys doing?
Well, I mean, we were just going through a bit of the things that we've dropped the ball on just over the past, you know, however many months. And so we were just, you know, writing them all down and
little job description sort of stuff.
Yeah.
We want to get better. Like, what are some of the things that if we were just to sort of have a bit of a board meeting
right now? Yeah.
Okay. What do we need to improve on?
Is this, what we're not doing? I mean, you guys have done the work. I don't want to have to think that much.
I mean,
if you guys whiteboarded it, let's just talk about what you wrote. What's gone wrong?
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the biggest things is just communication. So we've got a lot of channels. Like we've got a lot of different avenues for the way that we communicate.
Yeah.
I mean, Crystal just sent a message just saying, are we still doing WhatsApp notifications before the show?
Well, the problem with what, Crystal, you're right. It's disgusting. Why do we push back? No, it is grotty communication. Yeah.
Filthy.
It's filthy.
It's disgusting.
And it's disgusting. It's very hard to keep another phone charged.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the phone keeps fucking dying on me.
So just install it on your... Oh, because it's number related. Oh.
And the other thing too is... The WhatsApp will work, but I haven't paid for another, like the prepaid's out. We can't make calls or text.
Okay. I mean, you don't need to because it should be using internet, but then it doesn't have any data.
Do
we? We can do FaceTime calls.
No, I think, so there is a version of trying stuff and then seeing what does sort of slip away and then why. I mean, some people's lives are just slipping away constantly that it never sort of stick to any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The discourse though, I find it quite enjoyable.
Discord?
Discord.
Discourse is great.
Discord, I've been very impressed with the uptake of people on there. Mm-hmm. And also the sort of banter and
the group functionality is great.
I love it. That is good. But I think it's a winner.
The thing is, I think that the pushback, if I was to create a story, the story that I've created is that the reason why JJ did the WhatsApp is because he wants to control all communication.
Nah.
It was more just because I couldn't fuck it. Like, what was going to happen if we turned these things, like turning these things on slowly.
Yeah.
But I think Discord came at the right time where it's like, everyone had been doing their thing in the Zoom chat.
Exactly.
So we felt like we could turn it on and everyone sort of had something to say and they could banter and all that sort of thing. If we opened up Discord from day one or group WhatsApp,
It wouldn't work.
It would have been an absolute mess.
Yeah. I think for the fact that it made it into Georgie Boy's Hump Day replay this week means it's getting some traction. You know, he's a big heavy hitter, only sees the goods around him. But
is the
it's okay to retire the
Buffett,
WhatsApp.
Is the Buffett of content.
Get the cheeseburger on the way to work every morning.
I don't really get the reference, but
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett. Oh, no. Does Warren Buffett get the cheeseburger?
Yep.
He does the drive-thru on his Rolls Royce.
Well. The Cokes.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
He goes hard on Coke.
And a little cheeseburger.
Great.
Shit diet. Similar to yours. No, but I'm happy. I think you've got to do... It's like anything. You just start a project, see if it works, and then if it didn't work, just see what added, like what you learned from it to go to the next project. Do you want to retire the WhatsApp? Because I think
I would love the phone number still. I think the Daily Talk Show mobile could be handy. There was something the other day where you had to put a phone number, domain names.
A bunch of work on
admin for domain names.
Yeah, what?
I bought a Skype number, remember when we started? Bad admin, bad business. If you call the number that's Scott on our shit. Google business thing, Microsoft product, yeah. Sorry, Russ. it's very, like that number doesn't go anywhere. But I did have a dream. I've spoken to you about my landline dreams and everything. All having a phone.
Hey, go work at Ticker.
in telly, with your
telephone and.
Oh yeah, I could definitely imagine they would have the.
They'd have a call center.
Oh yeah, we've got people calling in on the board, or is that what it's called?
The switchboard.
It
was like a legit switchboard, but I think you can. I think you should be able to retire it, keep the number you want. We'll have a quad lock and a desk mount that you can just have it plugged in for the phone. Mm-hmm. If you want. But I think it's okay. Like, if Crystal's calling it out.
Yeah. But that's not it. Like, we've had some really disgusting... What do you think? If you were to roast our communication strategy...
Oh, because emails. Shit house.
Yeah, what else? Yeah.
We are so... replying to comments, messages. Mm-hmm. We are so bad at that.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't come across as thoughtful, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what we want, a brand value to be thoughtful. It's just but Instagram comments are the big one.
Oh, yeah.
I do these big pushes. What were you going
to
say, George?
Do you think you need to reply to all comments?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. You know what is good? Like, just a general rule is Georgie Boy in charge of commenting for his Hump Day replays. I'll be in charge of commenting for the videos I put out every single day. Sev's just keeping an eye. You don't get much traction on decisions you put out, but that's probably on us.
But you'll have to run it by head of community and communications.
That's his new title.
So this is
the job description that you've come up with.
Yeah, so we're working
out
all the...
Say it again.
Well, I'd sort of written down head of community and external communication.
Okay. Definitely room to grow into that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like we just put everything down. We wrote everything down. I'm like, okay. So we know what Georgie Boy's doing. We know what I'm doing. You know what TJ's doing. Well, which bit do you want it? Like, mate, there's stuff for you to do. What do you want to do? And so it was either emails. Well, there's going to be emails.
There's emails involved with that anyway.
Mm. And so you have had some wins with email. Audio Technica is like that whole relationship. You looked after
Venture
that.
Venture IP.
Mm. But you have this... you have a pushback to social media in general.
Yeah.
We don't understand. We don't quite understand it either. Like, I don't quite get it.
Well, because that was the whole thing. I was like, okay, I want this guy to be looking after comments. But I just imagine the... I wrote down, like, what does a community manager do? Like, when you think of a community... Georgie Boy, when you think of a community manager, What do you think of the role? What comes to mind?
I have no idea. Like, yeah, it's definitely not in my wheelhouse. Yeah. Yeah. Communicating stuff. But the comment thing, like, I'm the same. I have a pushback to social media in general. Like, I don't really...
Yeah.
I'm not good at it either.
Okay. To be fair, there is community managers in many businesses and there's no community to manage.
Mm-hmm.
When you start building a community like we are, you start seeing how you can manage the community.
Well, I was thinking it's not even managing.
No, so, but not like, managing. Yeah, that's just the term. Yeah, yeah. That's the job description. Mm-hmm. Managing it. It's
the title.
Yeah. It is being a human interacting with other people. Mm. That's the role. And so, Shameless do it really well. I think there's a bunch of pages that have really ingrained community and there's conversation that people are friends within it, which that happens. And then it's about how can we, you know, a bit of spice in there. What are you, how are you bringing value to the community
can he bring spice?
I don't know.
Is he a spicy guy?
He's spicy. He's a spicy boy.
If you were to pick
do you
a
really
spice,
think George, what is it? Are you just being facetious, or do you really believe that George that Sevs is a spicy guy?
I think Sevs is a spicy guy, but I think he's great at like replying to DMs and stuff.
When have you sent me a reply to DM?
Yeah, well, on the Daily Talk Show.
But thing. That's so not always the funny thing is like I'll be writing and they're like, "Oh, thanks, Sevs." I was like, "Okay." It's actually easier. It's easier to be like, people are like, fuck Josh. Like, oh, don't be so hard on him.
Hang on. Can you tell me, Josh, have you ever signed off the Sevs when it's you?
No, there has been times where I'm like, Sevs, can you deal with this?
Okay, yeah. No, that's fine. That is fine. And so, if you were to pick off a spice rack, Sevs, what spice would you pick?
Oh.
Chili?
Nah, maybe like...
Cumin.
Cumin. Yeah, I was going to say cumin.
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 Cumin. Yeah. I'm always cumin. They call me Mr. Cumin. Depends how you pronounce it. But Mr. Cumin.
Well, it's not as sophisticated as like smoked paprika, right? Like it's pretty... Paprika. Mm. That's pretty...
Yeah. Okay.
What about paprika? Sorry, you've lost me.
Why, it's pretty vanilla.
No, vanilla's vanilla.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so we wrote all these things down. I thought it would be fun for us to do this. I'm terrible when Michael Bungay Stania sent us a note saying it just says that thanks boys for having me on.
Here you go. Oh, is this recently?
Yeah, lovely.
Oh, that's
letter
so nice.
In the mail.
It was today.
Pull it out? Show us.
Sure can.
Was it? And so
there you go. Hang on. Can you see the back
nice.
Of that? Yeah. Tame your advice monster.
And what is it?
Loved being back on the show. Big thanks, guys. Onwards.
Yeah.
MBS.
He's a thoughtful, high communicator, like great at communication.
Why can't we do that?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying
this is Canada.
This is
all the way from Canada.
And this is the thing. Like I'm saying it to myself. Why are we so bad at this?
I mean, how many elements are there to this pie? There's like so many moving parts. And you could either say we're doing a good job or you could say we're doing the worst job and find every version. I think there's time in place for both to be looking at that. So there's a bunch of great stuff. It is a messy process building any community or building a show like this. And
but it's funny because it feels like we've done some very complex things that people would really struggle to do.
Yeah.
But then there's very, 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 very basic things that we don't do. Like we think about how much time we spend putting into like a Georgie Boys Hump Day replay.
Mm.
I say we. You got a laugh out of that.
Definitely not we, but yeah. No, I guess it is because you guys do all the talking.
No. We give you the ingredients and you cook it up, you know.
But when do you say you identify strengths, your strengths or what you think you do that brings the most value to the business? And then you look at all the shit that you're no good at. When do you focus on the, we're no good at this stuff? Because without doing all
of
it.
I put a list of what people say about us, which is actually what we want people to say about us.
Mm.
And then I wrote misalignments and said, okay, based on all of these things, where are we misaligned? So it's like, what were some of the things? I've forgotten them now. What did we write?
In terms of the misalignments or what?
What do we write for? I've got it on my phone. Let's have a look.
Is this for what we want people to think about?
Yeah.
Us?
So what we want people to say?
Thoughtful. We want people to say that we're thoughtful.
Yeah. Was that so? Yeah. People are saying, "How are they doing that? They're so thoughtful. How do they have time for that? They're everywhere. The best team." Community leaders, they over deliver.
So that's the things we might not be there yet, but we want that. That's what we want. Yeah, exactly. What do you want to be known as? What do you want to be remembered for?
Misalignment, and then I'm like guest interactions, commenting back, more out and about, too many comms channels, no guest strategy, bad with emails. What else? Story arcs. We just let them go. Unfulfilled story arcs.
Don't finish them.
Like what happened?
That's a big one.
I was going to say the megaphone, but we can bring it up. We'll bring it up.
No, that will come through. I think we also play a game of seeing what picks up momentum and dropping. And so you could see it as dropping the ball, or you could see it as we put energy into the things that are giving back or, you know.
I always get someone calling at this exact time. I'm not going to put it on the show. Hello?
No caller ID too.
Hello?
It's definitely a debt collector.
Hello?
No, it's debt.
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah.
It's so annoying. No caller ID.
I think it's someone because it literally happens every time we're on the show.
Really?
I think it's someone attacking me.
Yeah. And so what they know us as at the moment, paranoid.
And so how do we, because I've got big dreams of the website, what we can do with the website.
Mm. Webmaster Josh.
So Webmaster Josh, that's what I wrote down. I want to look after the website.
But then when in anything you do, do you actually let go of things? Like when is the choice to let go of?
Well, that's the whole, like, but I think that's where I'm comfortable. Like I'm comfortable letting go. And that's what, like with the comments. With Instagram, I look at it, I'm like, I could go through and write all that sort of right back. But it's like, well, at what point is it sort of, am I just doing everything? And so I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, I haven't cared that much, but I know that if we want to be world class at all this sort of stuff, and if we want to be building a great community, we need to be writing back.
Mm. Or is it worth, I mean, were you guys looking forward to where you, say 5 years, where it should, where it will be, and then how that version of us is operating.
Well, that's we're a small team, so you got to start by doing shit that you don't want to do.
Yeah, but I mean, Josh, it was you and I in an office, or you and I at the park, the early days. Mm-hmm. Now I got Georgie Boy, Mr. 97, Jess, producer Jess.
But I think it's because we have made a lot of development in certain areas that then our weaknesses show. But then I think also when we don't have ownership on specific things, so it's like if we all have login to the social media, if we all have this, if we all have that, it's very hard to know whose responsibility it is.
But then it's also, I mean, not pushing back devil's advocate, but what is working? Just because you're writing back, is that a tick of the box that it's working? And so that's where I don't know that.
Well, so say for instance, I feel bad if I go on WhatsApp or Discord and say, everyone go give some love to this post. It feels disingenuous to do that and then just be radio silent.
Right. Yeah. I think that's asking a mate though. Like the Discord is a version where it's our friends, the Gronk squad. It is the mates. And so you've got the comms there and then you shouldn't feel bad about saying.
If we were to be on that platform, commenting back, how much more would it be sort of adding to the whole experience for people?
Mm. But what I find hard is living constantly thinking about what we don't have or that we're not doing the right enough.
No, but it's not about doing. No, it's about seeing where your misalignments are. Yeah. So you can say, if someone says I'm a great dad, but they spend all day at work and they don't spend time with their kids, you probably should make some adjustments to make it better. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And so the thing is that like...
says I'm a great dad.
But the thing is, I think it's, you've got to go through and say, okay, these are the, it needs to come from a place of values.
Yeah.
Values, why, what are we trying to build?
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Then every small business has the problem of, I don't have any time to be doing the thing that I know I need to be doing. So how do I do it? And mm-hmm. you could say that it's the thing you need to be doing. So spend the time there. But then am I worth more making a video every day, which takes me fucking 4 hours, 5 hours sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm editing till 10, 11 p.m. Am I better off doing that every day than doing the comments? And exactly. So this is just an and example.
So that's the small business predicament. Which is like, okay, what is the, if we're all in an area working on something, how can we best optimize that? So for you, it's making those daily videos. That's perfect. For Georgie Boy, it's finding content that we can amplify, use in different ways, use it in the hump day replay, put it other places, create snippets, all that type of thing. But then it feels like there needs to also be a strategy in the around how we're communicating. How many guests are we having on a month?
And so, okay, then this, because I think this is helpful for anyone running a small business, any business. What you end up doing is creating a specific role that you probably need to spend 60, 70K a year to have someone managing. And so then it's about what it, and are you ever going to disperse it amongst people to get the same as you would out of a 60, 70K role?
Well, yeah, I think you definitely, well, you just become, you have more specialists.
Yeah.
So at the start, it's like, okay, you have a social media person and that social media person is doing organic stuff. They're doing paid. They're doing partnerships within social media. They're doing all these different things. And then you build it and you have someone doing, they're also looking after Google Analytics and how that, you know, feeds into it. But then you get to a point where it's like, oh, we have a data analyst and we have someone who's looking after comments and engagement. You have someone who's looking after the actual creation of the content. Because I think that what you and I have identified is that trying to fluctuate between doing the content creation and then engaging with it is the hard bit as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is a few creators that I look at and I think you've got exactly what I want, which is all the time in the creation, and they don't put too much into what it says in the bloody blurb of the content. It's like the power is in the content. Jordan says my game on the court, the reason I have every
Jordan
success.
Michael Hades.
Jordan, Michael Jordan. The only reason I have success off the court is because of the work I put in on the court.
I believe Michael Lady said that as well.
Yeah. He was pretty pissed the other night. No, I could imagine. And so for us, it's head down in the trenches of the creation, but the struggling went on the outside, on the other side of that.
But then also you got to think, like, so for instance, YouTube, we could say, okay, just put out great videos. That's all you've got to do. But from what I'm seeing online, everyone's talking about for YouTube, it's all about thumbnails. Like 90% of the success of a video comes down to it.
So here's a thought. This is like, it's friction, right? It is like constant rubbing between where you are now and where you want to be. But what happens is within that, so you could look at the last two and a bit years and say it has been seriously hard, lots of friction, but there has been progress made. You move forward. And so what I'm trying to understand is, when is there another side to the friction feeling? Do you get somewhere where it does feel like we've got everyone here? So what are the roles? You want a social media manager, someone who is like literally person at Coles who is on their Facebook page responding to everyone instantly. And then you want a bunch of other, you know, studio manager, which I put out. I think I fucked the comms there that it was a full-time paid role, which I never said those words. But so when do you get to the point where...
When are we getting back to those emails?
So we got a few emails sent to us, which were about the studio manager position. Now, I just want to quickly address that.
Which I completely... I 100% understand that hashtag no free work or whatever, you know, all that sort of shit. Like,
I want to say we pride ourselves on ruthlessly thinking about the value we bring to anyone who engages or works with us, mm-hmm. whether it be free or paid. And so the only reason George is around is because he's on 250K a year. No, it's because...
You're not even speaking about his bonuses.
No, but Sevs, he, you know, just reached out to me, tried to get onto Josh, never got back to him. But Sevs hang around and we...
Yeah, that's how shit you were at replying to your...
Mate, I was in Europe, okay?
We look for... If people give to us, we're looking at every way we can give back to them 10x. Mm-hmm. Seriously, right, like, but that's what we do. That's our George. I mean, yeah, so can you speak to that? Is that what? Because Josh and I think that's where we are aligned. Mm. It feels stinky to get people to do shit for free.
But we also have, like, we paid Sevs way earlier than what we like. We nearly should've. the business nearly shit the bed because we stretch ourselves too thin. But I feel like I stand by us making that decision. And paying a guy who doesn't have that many hearts, great guy, great personality, Mr. Kumman. because we saw all the value of you being able to develop and build. And also, I think that Sevs has the ability, even though he doesn't have hard skills in regards to video, he can write, he can do all these things, which is great in regards to a producer. The bits that he doesn't... The thing with you is you know what you don't like. Mm. Like you're like an old soul. It's like Harry. Harry knows what he likes, what he doesn't like. And that can be a really powerful thing because it means you can fit like you're perfect here, do this. But when you've got a business that's constantly evolving, you need to be able to be moving around and say, okay, I'm going to learn this or learn that. What were we talking about?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
The paid thing. No, so I think that the misconception could be based on this office manager thing. It's like the Daily Talk Show is based on all this free work, which I don't think, which isn't the case. We have a bunch of people who we do contra stuff with. So it's like, okay, what can we, and we're pretty honest about it. So it's like, hey, we don't have cash right now. But we can provide you all of our data. We can provide you this, 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 and this. We can work together. You get the IP that you're creating, all that sort of stuff. And so I think that especially in this time, being in a pandemic, looking outside of just straight cash.
Yeah.
If you want straight cash, you probably could work at a radio station or something. But you
probably try Coles before the radio. They're probably hiring more than the radio station.
Yeah.
But and it's not to say that the emails we got that are asking for money. I just think I fucked up the comms of made it sound like it was a role that we were.
Which is a fair assumption based on that's how work normally we've been in this podcasting game and know what it's like. And so but I think that if you're coming from it makes complete sense.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't want to offend some.
But you're asking Georgie boy about.
I was just asking about what you think about this, about the.
Yeah, well, I think the reward is definitely in being amongst the team, having the community that are so lovely and give you good feedback and enjoy the work that we're doing. But you guys you're not a company that would actually put out an ad saying, looking for this. You know, you got to actually want to be here. And the way that people will join the team is if they actually are interested in the stuff that we're doing and want to be around us.
And also fit. It's how much of a team is just
that's the other
everyone
thing.
Jiving. You and I have spent the whole morning making videos. Yeah. And I haven't made, I feel like we collab really well.
Definitely.
You and I should.
But that's also the other thing that Sevs has brought. He has, added to the culture and is leading the way in the people that want to join the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing is and that's what we've always said. It's he's a vibe bringer. Yeah. He brings a great
paprika.
Vibe.
yeah.
Is that a vibe? Is it paprika?
Spice.
it's more than cumin. Paprika cool. Sounds a bit more.
Because I actually don't, I could not put cumin in something. It's a Mexican dish, I'm like, oh, they're saying
it's
a teaspoon.
The flavor dissolves. It doesn't have much flavor.
Which
I think
is,
would say that.
and so, yeah, we're trying to work out all of this this admin stuff. And so do you think it's fair to have a project, Sevs, where you go back and write to every Instagram comment that's being sent in 2020? Is that a fair...
that's a lot.
That's a lot of comments. Yeah.
And also, the only pushback I have on that...
Here we go.
Because then it becomes like a process. Like, you're not really doing it for the...
If we put out a video and the idea is that, you know, reply to every comment, I don't want to be going through and be like, thanks. Thanks, Jem. Thanks, Crystal. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like that seems more disingenuous than actually just going through and
just being silent.
And, yeah. Liking them. I think them's good. Like, because I think the comments.
The only flawed thing in that thinking...
Your thinking's flawed, George.
The only issue in that thinking is I think it leads you to the point where Sevs is, where he says, I don't like social media. Because what you're talking about is a feeling that it gives you. You're talking about, I don't want them to think that, like, it's all just playing on this internal dialogue that you're having with yourself, which is what Sevs has about social media. He has a story in his mind about how it makes him feel and what he should be doing and what it all means, which is just, it's fine. Mm. But I think it's around, I think that's like what you naturally are versus what you want to be. And sometimes if you want to be something else, or you even think you are, it's not aligned with who you are, but it doesn't mean that you can't do some work. So I don't think everyone is generous, which is okay. Like, I don't think, and so everyone could be generous in different ways, but there's more generous people than others. And so you can work on generosity.
Also, the what, like, I guess the comment thing focuses on the what, which I think is part of the pushback that you're talking about, George, which is like, it's a, it's like, oh, I need a new, like saying, oh, I want a new website, or I want this, or like, we need to redesign the logo, or these things that are, that, that aren't actually explaining the why behind them. I think that so much of it's signaling as well. So it's like, if you write back to someone, what are you signaling? And so even if it is small, and that's what I think the risk is, that's the same with like a tokenism. So it's like people pushing back, being like, oh, like we you don't want to have people on the show just for a token reason, right? It's like, oh, we don't want to just have someone on because they're a woman and we're trying to get more women on the show, right? I sort of understand that rationale, which is like, you need to be looking at it more holistically. But at the same time, is that thinking then destructive in progress to be able to be like, oh, actually saying thank you or just writing back something small, we can apply whatever intentions we want to it.
I've had the exact same internal thoughts. Like, some videos that aren't doing as well, I really appreciate everyone commenting. So I want to make it clear that I love them doing that and I want them to do it more. But then the ones that are taking off, it's like, I don't know.
It's like a positive versus a negative comment. If someone that's what, like, I always catch myself when there's a post and I haven't written back to anyone and then someone says some sort of bullshit. It's like, that's interesting. Yeah. Like, an example would be, say, like, you're outside or whatever. And you don't look like you're 1.5 meters away from someone. Everyone's like, ah, oh, lovely shot, so good. It's like, and then one person points out, like, oh, is that COVID safe? You can bet though, I'd be like, yeah, fuckwit, it is. Right? And then everyone that's been lovely and nice and got like, then I'm like, oh shit, I've just responded to this one.
And so the why does it, so the what is commenting back, the why. If you're not into the what, which is the commenting back, feeling a certain way, you can override that feeling with the why and what it all means there. So it's like, Sevs, you've always talked about wanting to be the people person. You know, like you were using this terminology early days, and I was like, I don't know where this fits. Right at this moment,
being a people person. Then there is that email, but like there is the piece of like, okay, like the how to, like, what is the tool to be able to express that within what we're doing?
Yeah. And so the why is the most, like, that is, there's so much more for you in the why than there is for the what, and the what isn't that great. Like, you can do more and get better at that, which will make you, I think it does. It's alignment for you. So it's about, overriding some of those feelings, which I think cripples so many creators. It's me thinking my videos are shit.
Yeah.
I don't think they are, but I feel like they're shit. Like one side of your brain's like, this is absolute horse shit. Fucking, I'm crap at this. And then there's the other version of, I'm good at this. I pick up on stuff. It's like, they're just as powerful. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the negative crushes the positive side of it.
But then I think that the process, like if you think about the really good, like, so for instance, Michael Bungay Stanier, like he's had to have a process that means that he will send that note. Mm-hmm. He's not like having the thought every time of like, that was great. I'm going to send the guys a note. Like, I don't think that I'm sure that he's has a system or a process where it's like, I'm on a podcast, I send the note.
Yeah. Mm.
And it, like, I think it does move the needle. Like, I think it is super positive, but it just requires a daily habit of like, okay, how are you going to, so for instance, it's like me with my email, I have to get to inbox zero if I want to be effective. Like, I need to be archiving email or setting it to the following day
snooze.
Because if I don't do that, all of a sudden my process is hindered by all the other shit that I have. That's why like email newsletters and shit are so detrimental to actual good comms, because it's like you've got all this fucking other email that you're dealing with.
Mm. Yeah, it's complex. This silly human mind. Yeah.
But then I think that the fucked up thing is that for having done the whole community management thing before, one of the things we wrote down is it's like, okay, what is the qualities of a community manager, or what does it sort of fit into it? But then once we have that, redefine it. So the reason, like, if we think about what the pushback around doing the community stuff, it's because it's like, it's always on. A community manager is always on their phone. They're like at dinner responding back to some fucking comment. But if we did 45 minutes, if we spent 45 minutes a day on social media, we would be able to write back to every single person.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The thought though, I think I've been engaging more across the board with social media because I've been creating more and I'm putting it out there. And it's not just on my videos, like I do, of course, but on other content too. And so that, for me, that is the way I can feel good about it. So if I'm creating and then contributing in that way.
Well, there's a power in like being able to listen to the audience and then use that within that, like that helps frame what your next video is going to be.
Exactly.
Because you're like constantly listening and saying, they reacted well to this.
Yeah, it's a filter. And so what impresses me, George is a specialist. Like specialists are super. Jess, producer Jess, she's a rock star at fucking head down in a document creating, spreadsheets and being organized. She's a specialist at that kind of stuff.
But also you genuinely feel that she likes it. And I think that that's like a big part too. Like, I think that a key to a strength is enjoying it. I think that if there is definitely a connection between those two things. And that, I think, is the hard thing at the moment, because it's like the need I feel within the business is that comms stuff.
Mm.
And so when it's not necessarily something that excites you, I understand the risk of building that, like doing that. Because
will it always be a band-aid solution though, or do you get somebody on that's, I'm not saying you're going, Seth. No, there's nothing about that. I think I would be excited and motivated by seeing somebody who loves what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we've talked about.
But that's the luxury.
That is the luxury.
And so and like accounting, the accounting stuff, like anyone that's got a business, they have to do accounting. Like it's just part of running a business.
Unless you use RBK advisory.
Exactly. And so, that's a consideration. Like when you are a small team, you end up doing a bunch of shit that you don't want to do or you're not necessarily good at. It's like if you are marketing within the context of a small business, the amount of shit that you are doing versus if you work it. And that's why like friends who have gone to other businesses, like big businesses, that's what they've loved, is it's like, oh, I can focus on the single thing, like that traditional PR person, right? Like where it's just they're doing press releases, they're speaking to people within that context, and they're not sort of having to manage social media. But I feel like that stuff is going to become more and more rare. And that's why I think that with the skills that you do have, Sevs, it's not like you can't spell and you're a shit writer and we're trying to get you to send emails. Like, you've got the bits that, like, for me, it's a mindset thing over a skill thing in regards to this stuff. And even, like, I mean, you've said it yourself that you don't feel like you're a creative person, but you've done so many creative things on the show as well. And so I think it is that thing that is can be learnt within the team.
So who are we hiring?
Well, if we've learnt anything from what you're saying, they're getting paid nothing. So hiring's probably not the right word.
No, but I think it is, like, how do you level up? I think this is the point where you feel like you're in front of a wall in any business. You're like, how do you get to the next step, the next level? Where are the stairs? Where the fuck are they?
Yeah.
And how do you do it? And that's the friction over the years, but you're moving forward even when the friction's there.
But it's also like I wonder how much of our pushback is based on things that we've determined years or months ago that's no longer the case. So, for instance, you might have an opinion on the way that something's done within the context of the studio, but that was always based on a single camera. And then if you add multiple cameras, like, you need to go, okay, like, oh, all of a sudden the backdrop over here does matter and this thing does matter and acoustics are an issue. And so I think, part of it is just that maybe the COVID-19 stuff does that as well, like where it's we've had a big reset. And then you come back and you can say, okay, let's actually do the things that we said we're going to, like, we want to do. But if you think about it, there was a time where we pushed back hard on doing video on the podcast, like doing, like filming the podcast. It was all audio. Like, we did that for 240 episodes before we ended up, like 240 days before we changed our minds.
And then you could say you give it that time, but then you push really hard for it and it just decided on a day. Like, it was hard though. The friction was there and it's like, we're going to do it now.
Well, because you know that when, like, it is that feeling of like, okay, I know what's about to, like, are we committing to this? Because if we're committing to it, it's a big undertaking. But it's strange how we adapt. I think that your pushback is around when do you sort of smell the roses, or when do you say, okay, we're on this thing?
But that's, the challenging bit is also the question. It's a rhetorical question because you could ask yourself that. When do you think it will be there?
Yeah.
Because the answer is probably never, because there's people who are achieving uberly. Is that a word?
Uberly, I don't think so.
Achieving huge success and don't feel like they're there, because that's the next thing. It's the next thing.
Is that because success is based on adaptation? And so that's the only key for every single thing, is the ability to change what you're doing to match whatever's happening. Like, so if you think about it, we're like building a skill set. We build, we build, we build. And then it's like, okay, now I'm going to adapt to be this now or to be that. And then you finally find sort of a market fit.
But then, I guess.
But then it's not even, it's like, so for instance, look at, say with the Daily Talk Show, it starts off as a podcast, it goes video. Like, we don't know necessarily where it's going to land. We don't know if it's going to be a podcast or if it's going to be a video show, are people going to, like, we can't predict that. But if we have this core, which is like, okay, authenticity, which we don't really use, like, that's all, it's so ingrained in what we do, we don't even really talk about it. But here are all these characters, you know, personal stories, all these things, which then can translate to whatever we want to do.
Mm. Yeah. And then the fulfillment you get from the, say, for me personally, the video thing every day is hard and tiring, and you could feel like you're, you know, on the way to burn out, then have a weekend. It's actually, though, the most rewarding, aligned with what I have in my mind of who I am and what I want to be known for, all that stuff. But the more annoying bit is it's really hard. Yeah. And so people who are struggling with not being where they want to be, there's a version of the thing that they even think they want to be doing every day is really tough. But there's a, the reward is so high to their value set or who they think they are.
So when do you stop doing daily videos, or is this forever now?
I don't know. I don't know. I like the pressure. I like the I like the creating with Georgie Boy, the being able to showcase you guys in the office and just having fun with it. And also the sicko in me dancing with my, you know, inner devil of, I hate this. This is shit. Like, there's no meaning to this. And it's like, haha, I'll show you. Yeah, that just fucking, it's fun. I'm putting it out there, bitch. And so that, like, that is, and so that I think that is a strength internally that I've developed over the years. Because that ruins people. That has crippled me before. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I like about it. It's like the person that loves the pain at the gym. Like, they're actually in love with the pain, like pushing hard and then the after feeling. Oh, it's good.
But then there becomes a momentum where I wonder if you can actually, like, how could we, it's like the daily talk show. We haven't taken a sick day. No. It's like, okay, how can you do that? Like, when my back was like killing me, like at this start of the week, I was like feeling winded. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I can do like tomorrow. And it's like, it feels like a heavy decision. Like, even though it's just a show that we're doing, it feels like a big decision because there's so much wrapped up in it.
But is the reward so big? Uberly. Is the reward so great? Because working for a business where you just pull a sickie, I know what that feels like. I've done it. I don't feel like I mean, especially if you're not that sick and you pull a sickie, it's like, fuck, you feel like a bit of a piece of shit, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I've felt like that in the past. Maybe other people don't. And so the weight that comes with you and that feeling could be the reason you move forward. Just like the friction feeling nonstop for a long time moving forward, you actually do progress.
But isn't that the feeling that everyone's got at the moment with all the JobKeeper stuff, all these different things where it's like, oh, the thing that was creating, the making all the wheels turn in regards to like, I go to work because I get paid. What's going to happen with society? Like, don't you think it's potentially going to be a very hard transition for a lot of people to go back to what they were doing previously?
Definitely. Mm. Definitely. It's like working in an office with lots of people. Mm. I don't want to do that. We got heaps of work done at home. Like, there's so many scenarios. Mm. It's, yeah. What do you think, George? You've worked in sort of bigger businesses in the past.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like you say, like the reward working in a small team, creating fun stuff, it's just worth way more than any money that you can, like, I could go work in a corporate fat cat building with 60 other people and not know the bosses or, you know, not know people, go in, do 9 to 5. Great if you want to make some cash, but the reward of doing this stuff is just, it's worth way more, in my opinion.
Mm. George got spotted this morning. Recognized.
Oh, yes. Bullshit.
Yeah, I did.
What for?
I was crossing the road and this tradie was like,
it's my head. Don't worry about it.
It sounds hollow.
Yeah, this tradie like let me go past that, go on, walked. And then he said, oi, oi. I'm like, oh shit, what's this? Had tats in a ute. No. I was like, oh no. Like, you work with Tommy Jacket? I said, oh yeah, I'm going to go meet him now. I said, tell him Talus says hi. That's his mate, Talus. So I kind of
so Tommy got spotted.
But yeah.
But he feels. But he knew George. He knew George.
That's good.
I love you, Talus. I know Talus listens. That's how he would have listened and seen the content. Talus and I did see Cubs together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how to do a fire.
I don't know. We actually didn't like each other in Sea Scouts.
Really?
Oh, sea Scouts.
It was like, I think it was Sea Cubs or Sea Scouts.
What's the difference? You can fish.
Well, it's by the sea. The actual scout hall or whatever you call it was on, like, right next to the sand down in Brighton. It was sick. Anyway, love you, Talis.
Admin, this is your time to shine.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, we talk about Georgie amplifying messages.
Oh, yeah.
I've got this.
He's got the megaphone for those who aren't watching.
Oh, hang on.
Watch your headphones.
Oh, hang on. Give me a second. This is good. Okay, here we go. Is that volume fine or do you want me to go louder?
That's fine. That's good. Thank you.
Okay, great. So we've got a new megaphone sponsor. Our megaphone.
Just very quickly on admin. Lee asked that we decide who's going to do the next megaphone, because like no shit comms. That's a new rule.
Honesty
no
first.
No shit comms. Can everyone remember that?
No shit comms.
No shit comms.
No shit comms.
And so no shit comms tells me that I need to say, Lee, we are going to play Kill Your Friends, and then we're going to decide who's going to use the megaphone next.
Great idea.
That's going to happen
over the weekend.
On Weekend Banter.
Yeah, that's fun. Not on the go. It's too much. Remember how we went down a rabbit hole? Who was it that we were talking about? Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, Simon Taylor. It's hard to play games on the show. But
let's have some beers. So we're doing Working Bee.
Can I have a red wine?
Have some red wine, some beers, whatever you like, while playing a game of Kill Your Friends, and then that whoever wins is the
okay, cool.
new rightful owner for the moment.
Great. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, great. Our new megaphone sponsor is Gregson Leather and Wood. Anton has poured his heart and soul into developing handcrafted leather wallets, belts, and accessories. Check out his Instagram page, Gregson Leather and Wood, on Instagram, or his website, gregson.com.au.
Can you spell Gregson, please?
G-R-E-K-S-O-N.
Right.
And so this is brought to you by Cat and Ramble Campbell. So Gregson just started his business just before COVID, and they wanted to surprise him with a little megaphone sponsorship.
That is so nice.
So nice.
And so forward, $155. That's where Ramble. The megaphone's at right now. And if you want to knock Gregson off, if you want to knock him off, $160. Yeah. I need a wallet. I'm actually.
So we need to also get
they,
better.
They
so
do look great.
Shit comes. Like, just what do we say? What was
no
the,
shit comes.
No shit comes. No shit comes. We need to be using the megaphone regularly.
Yep.
So Gregson gets a good swing. Keeping in mind, starting June 1, we have this.
Fordo,
yes.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Gregson Leather Goods. Okay.
Mate, what's the website? What's the domain?
Gregson, GREKSON.com. So they do a bunch of belts and wallets. They're all handcrafted. And made from 100% leather. So,
okay. Dude,
they look great.
Have you seen my situation? My card situation?
Oh, no.
My wallet?
You definitely need one of these wallets. They look great.
Gregson.com.
That is, JJ, can you just show that?
Yeah.
That is what's holding my wallet and my cards together. It's a pink paperclip or whatever you call that thing.
So, can everyone, all you gronks, definitely.
Mate, I want to
go and give that Gregson a follow on Instagram. Just again, I'm going to read it.
Dude, I was worried that these would be $1,000 wallets.
Nah.
They're reasonable.
Gregson, leather, and wood.
Found them.
I want the Slim Jim.
Give them a follow.
I'm going to get the Slim Jim.
Are you going to get the Slim Jim?
Yeah, really nice. I've got to run it past the CFO. Amy.
Oh.
Not Jason. Not a hot accountant.
No, we got a meeting with him today, actually.
We do. Talk.
Looking forward to that.
Great. Any other bits of admin?
Yeah.
What's happening with the fucking, here's the thing.
Here we go.
Part of my friction with asking for the social media, Georgie boy, I think your
man,
camera's.
This camera's going to go in a second as well.
Oh, really?
I forgot to plug it in before, which is running off big batteries.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, just quickly, what were you saying?
No, I was just going to say you are.
Oh, no.
You're going to be going away, and so annual leave, it's going to be very hard. Like, we can't expect Mr. Kumin to be doing the social media whilst he's away.
Yeah, and so you're saying we need to fill that position before June.
Yeah, we need
June
to.
June 22.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a bit of a nightmare.
Oh, okay. No, but today we've got a fun video coming out that Georgie Boy and I have been working on. Josh.
Is everything frozen? Hang on, give me a sec.
Oh, no. You're still going.
You're still there.
No, it's just the, give me a sec. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, no shit comms.
No shit comms.
Communicating what's happening.
That's right.
It's just you.
It's all right.
Yeah, when the camera went, all the stuff shit the bed. So we'll finish it off.
Yeah, okay.
It's looking
fun
sweet
video coming
else
out. All I will say is Georgie Boy is getting his voiceover booth under the stairs.
Oh. Okay, great. Yeah.
That's exciting.
The video's about that.
We'll see what happens. No, I'm excited for the booth. I'm all actually right trying to work out what to do. It's really shit the bed. Hang on.
It's all good.
That's right.
Okay, everyone. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys. Love you.